Blackstone Audio presents The Boat of a Million Years by Paul Anderson. This book is read by Tom Weiner. To G.C. and Carmen Edmondson, Salud, amor. Dinero y tiempo para gustarlos. May he go forth in the sunrise boat. May he come to port in the sunset boat. May he go among the imperishable stars. May he journey in the boat of a million years. The Book of Going Forth by Daylight. Theban Recension, circa 18th Dynasty. Part 1. Thule. Chapter 1. To sail beyond the world. Hanno's voice faded away. Pythias looked sharply at him. Against the plain whitewashed room where they sat, the Phoenician seemed vivid, like a flash of sunlight from outside. It might only be due to the brightness of eyes and teeth, or a skin tan even in winter. Otherwise, he was ordinary, slender and supple, but of medium height, features aquiline, hair and neatly trimmed beard, a crow's wing black. He wore an unadorned tunic, scuffed sandals, a single gold finger ring. "You cannot mean that," said the Greek. Hanno came out of reverie, shook himself, laughed. "Oh, no, Atrope, of course. Though it would be well to make sure beforehand that enough of your men do believe we live on a sphere. They'll have ample terrors and troubles without fearing a plunge off the edge into some abyss."
"You sound educated," said Pythias slowly.
"Should I not? I have traveled, but also studied. And you, sir, a learned man, a philosopher, proposed a voyage into the sheerly unknown. You actually hope to come back?" Hanno picked a goblet off the small table between them and sipped of the tempered wine that a slave had brought.